Matchmaking. Matchmaking, if anybody doesn't already know, has been around for centuries, and it covers it's been used in cultures all around the world. In fact, it was popularized in the Tony Award-winning musical The Matchmaker, a tale of a matchmaker who desires a man she's supposed to be pairing with another woman. Just one problem of you know, the job. And then Fiddler on the Roof, of course. Matchmaker, matchmaker, sing me. I wish I could sing. Today's guest, Tammy Pickle, is a matchmaker and vice president of Elite Connections, a private and exclusive dating agency where she has worked since 2000. She's part of the elite team that will travel to meet premium VIP members in other states and countries. Most of the time, though, Tammy meets with clients close by, mainly from Santa Barbara to Orange County. Ms. Pickle was born and raised not too far away in Thousand Oaks, California. She graduated from CSU Channel Islands with a bachelor's degree in psychology. I find that very intriguing. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Pickle.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What a fun job. Is it? Is that right?
It is so fun. You know, it's something that I kind of fell into because my mom started the company 19 years ago. And I wasn't sure that I wanted to be a matchmaker when I grew up, but I did other things. I was a hairdresser for a long time, and then I went back to school, and I wanted to get into counseling. Mm-hmm. And I got my degree in psychology, and then I started working with her more and meeting with the clients and matchmaking and really getting feedback from all these people dating, and I fell in love with it. So I've been doing it full-time ever since, and it's something that I have a passion for, and I never thought I would or did until it happened, and that was probably when I started working full-time about 7 years ago.
Okay, so you came about this through your mom.
Right.
And so how did she start her matchmaking company?
So she, about, 13 years ago, she joined a company and went out with my stepdad on her first date through the matchmaking company was with my stepdad. And it wasn't love at first sight, but she, you know, kept continuing to date him, and they ended up, you know, together and married. And that was her only date that she went on through this matchmaker that she joined with, and she just thought, what a great way of meeting people. She was a single mom, and she just wasn't meeting the type of people that she'd like to meet. So she thought, what a great company. I mean, what a you know, great field. And she all had matched her friends, and she you know, loved to set people up and find people, you know, their true love. So she bought into this woman's company, and then she broke off, and she's owned her company for the last 13 years.
Okay. So she wanted to share the love, so to
speak.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have thousands of members all over Southern California, and then we're in other states as well, New York, Florida, Arizona, San Francisco, Florida, and New York. I said that.
Yeah, Miami. You have a couple. You're branching out, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. So, how does this work? How does matchmaking work? And well, I'll save the next question for later. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we meet everyone personally. We interview them, get to know them, talk to them in detail about, you know, themselves and what they like to do in their spare time. So we kind of get a feeling of them as a person and what they're all about, and you know, their interests and their hobbies and what they're all about. You know, exes and their past relationships, and we, you know, get down to what happened and why they ended, and you know, why they might be single or single for the last 10 years. You know, we try to get down to different issues or dating issues, or they might be scared or they just haven't been dating, so they're not very good at it. You know, so we try to coach them along the way.
Okay, so I can see where your degree in psychology might come in handy.
Yeah, you know, getting to know people, reading between the lines a little bit, trying to help them out, guide them. But then, you know, where we, you know, also come into play is really getting to know everyone might have preferences and what they're looking for. It's our job to help people be open-minded and introduce them to people that they wouldn't normally meet or wouldn't normally pick out of a crowd, because we know each person, and we know each person individually and what they're looking for. So people that come to us, we hope that they're going to be open-minded and they're going to meet people that we suggest because they're hiring us. They're, you know, hiring us as their matchmaker. So we would hope that they would take our advice and meet people that we think would be nice matches for them. And, you know, we're there every step of the way to get feedback. And it's kind of nice because we're the middleman. You know, we can, we think of ourselves as friends introducing to other friends. You know, both people are going to come back to us and tell us what they thought or if somebody might have done something wrong. Oh, he talked about his ex-girlfriend. You know, then we can kind of give feedback where, how it's going to help somebody in their dating future.
Mm-hmm. And at any given point in time, how many, and are you helping primarily men or primarily women, a mix, or how does that work?
Yeah, half and half.
Okay.
We can't work with one without the other.
Sure, but I mean, well, I guess that is kind of a question. You have, like, your client, or I guess, is everybody clients on either side, whoever you're just sort of matching clients with each other, or do you have, like, a client, and then you sort of branch out into the world and try to bring in people that you think might be a good match?
Right, we do both. So we have a database of, you know, thousands of members, half men, half women, you know, maybe a little bit more women than men. But we introduce, you know, members to members, and then we also recruit people. So we have, you know, girls that work with us. They're going out all the time. They might recruit men or women to meet with our members. So we have different ways that we recruit people. But, you know, people are interested in this, and they're not wanting a lot of people aren't wanting to date online because you never know who these people are. Online, you know, they could be serial killers for all you know. So a lot more people are looking into matchmaking companies because we do know everyone personally. We get to know everybody. We do background checks. We check IDs. We meet them personally. So, you know, they're going to be confident that the people that they're going to meet, you know, have been screened and met by us.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like a lot of your job is part customer service, you know, being there for your client and helping them out, sort of hand-holding, it would sound like, counseling, and sales, I would imagine, as well. Is that about accurate?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that, you know, our members join with us. They mm-hmm. they pay a fee, you know, for us to match them. You know, we match according to, you know, all different things, but, you know, somebody that comes to us that, you know, businessman, he wants to have a family, he's working, you know, 80, 90 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
Where do you meet a quality person?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, the majority of the type of person that we work with is just a busy working professional that wants to meet a quality person, doesn't want to date online.
Cut to the chase,
you know, maybe they've tried it and it's hard. It's a lot of sifting through the riffraff, you know,
right.
Or they just don't want to put themselves out there like that. They're more personal. They don't, you know, want to put their information on a website, that kind of thing.
And with all of the personal attention, how many clients are you able to juggle at the same time most of the time?
Well, we have, you know, a group of people, that matchmakers that work with us. But, I mean, active members, we have hundreds, hundreds of men, hundreds of women we're currently working with that are active members. But we also have a database of thousands. So we go through that database, and even if someone isn't a current member, if we think it'll be a nice match for somebody that is a current member, we would make that introduction.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, you know, thousands of people that we can search for, you know, any person.
So you also
somebody comes to us and they're wanting to have kids, you know, she's 37. She wants to have kids. She wants to find somebody that, you know, has a stable career, that really wants to have a family, really wants to, you know, get married, that lives maybe in a certain area. We're going to be able to search for all those criterias. We're going to be able to pull up a certain amount of men, and then we're going to go through and make the best match. Just because we're going to, you know her personality, we're going to know her interests. Maybe she likes to play tennis and she likes to golf and she wants somebody that does those same things.
Mm-hmm.
Those might be important things to her. So we're going to try to find someone that enjoys those same active lifestyle.
Gotcha. So you guys have a really good memory, too, to keep all of these people sort of at the top of your memory.
Well, we have a you know, a computer database of all of our members. But, yeah, I mean, our current members, we know pretty well. We're matching all the time. So when we sit down with someone, we're going to flip through our most recent members, and we're going to be able to show pictures and profiles and make matches right then and there.
Mm-hmm. Now, what happens if you come across some people who are just kind of shy or hard to please? How does that work?
Well, yeah, we do come across people that are shy or not as comfortable as other people, not as outgoing. And, you know, these are one-on-one dates. So, you know, sometimes we do a little practice date where we'd sit down and you know, do a little mock date with them and just kind of pretend, okay, well, if you get stuck and you can't think of something to say, you know, talk about this or talk about that. Or if you start talking about where, you know, where she's recently traveled, and then she says, oh, you know, I like to go, I want to go to Europe, and then, you know, you can feed off of that. So it's just making some common connections and then going from there, whether it's activities or things you like to do in your spare time or cooking, or, you know, you find something in common, and then you can, you know, because that's where a connection comes from, is something you have in common, mm-hmm. something you connect on, and that you both have interest in, and then you just, you know, kind of go from there. So we can talk somebody kind of through just kind of a date is kind of an interview with the person. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, talking and getting to know the person. And, you know, of course, a first date can be a little awkward, and somebody might not be as comfortable or as talkative. And it might, you know, might be a little more uncomfortable, but we're here to kind of advise people, oh my gosh, if you, you know, he really liked you, if you felt any kind of connection, give him another shot, because sometimes, you know, the first date is a little awkward, and you're not going to know until he, you know, he maybe loosens up or she loosens up and, you know, you gets more comfortable. So we're here to kind of, you know, help people through this process. And
yeah.
if, you know, both people kind of liked each other, but they weren't sure what the other one thought, we can kind of be here to steer people in the right direction and you know, offer advice and tell them that they should go out again, you
wonderful.
Know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it helps to have that other person sort of calm you down. Okay, we are talking to Tammy Pickle, a professional matchmaker. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with her on LancerRadio.org. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. This is Brooke Peterson. I am your host of Sweet Life, streaming live from LancerRadio.org from the beautiful campus of Pasadena City College. And today, in honor of the Day of Love and Relationships, we are talking to a professional matchmaker, a time-honored tradition in many cultures, having somebody help you out finding that love and your lifelong partner. Tammy Pickle is a vice president of Elite Connections based here in Southern California. Thank you for joining us, Tammy.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so to continue our conversation, what do you think are the three qualities that you have? It sounds like you're very personable. Have you always been a very outgoing person?
Yes. You know, I've always kind of been the one that people come to talk to about, you know, problems or dating advice, or I'm a good listener, mm-hmm. and I feel like I'm pretty good with people, talking with people, you know, befriending people, making them feel, you know, comfortable. I'm a little it's harder for me to tell people issues or if they might need to change something about themselves, because I feel bad. I'm more of like a positive, upbeat, like if somebody declines to meet somebody, it's hard for me. I usually beat around the bush. He's not available right now. You know, I don't really get into it. It's harder for me to hurt somebody's feelings,
sure.
because I don't know. It's, you know, I'm...
It's not fun.
No, it's not fun. And I'm sure it's not fun for anyone, but like if somebody comes to us and, you know, they have a horrible haircut and, you know, they're dressed horribly, it's hard for me to tell somebody, okay, let's go shopping and let's get a haircut. And I just don't want to hurt their feelings. Obviously, they, you know, probably think they look wonderful.
Yeah.
And, You know, but that's part of our job is being honest and helping them, you know, kind of be the best they can be and the best they can do be in this dating process, because, you know, first impression is it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, you really have one shot, and so you want to look your best, and you want to, you know, feel the most confident, and, you know, or else, you know, you might not impress that person, and then, you know, the dating is, it might be more difficult if you're just, you know, the keep getting rejected, or,
yeah, yeah.
you know, you never get a second date, or, you know, and there
yeah,
might be reasons for that.
Yeah. And so it sounds like a lot of your job, well, the challenges of your job might pertain to helping people, but maybe telling them something that they might not necessarily want to hear. It might be a little awkward. What other
right.
challenges might you have in your job as a matchmaker?
Yeah, I mean, helping people and then them taking our advice also. Because we might tell somebody, okay, don't talk about your ex on the date and don't drink too much, and you know, but they might think that that's fine to do. They want to talk about their exes. They want, you know, they want to have three or four drinks. Another, you know, some people get stuck in like what they want, and they are not very open or open-minded. So they have a picture-perfect, you know, person in their brain. And, you know, you have to be more open-minded. Everyone is going to have a flaw. Everyone's not going to be exactly what you want or perfect in every way. So sometimes that's hard. Like, you know, we work with quite a few people that, I mean, they almost decline every single person we send to them. And it's like, you're not going to know if you like the person until you meet them. Like, trust us. Trust that this is an awesome guy. You know, he has a lot of the qualities you're looking for, but you're not on a piece of paper and a picture. Like, you got to sit down with the person, talk with them, see if you connect with them, and then if not, okay, fine, let's move on. But if you do, great. Let's, you know, then you can see where it goes from there.
Right, yeah.
But it's not going to kill you to go out, you know, with somebody for a couple hours and see what happens.
Yeah, I guess you can't control everybody and make them or have them follow your suggestions. They end up doing their own thing.
Right. I mean, it, so many times people are, you know, they just have this, oh, no, I want him to be this height and this hair color and this, you know, he does this for a living and he makes this amount of money. And it's like, oh, my gosh, if you have a list like 1,000 things long, yeah, good luck. I'm sorry. It's going to, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not a magician worker.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like a hairdresser. I can only do so much. Well, I noticed from your website, looking at the your entire staff, that it's all women. Are most matchmakers women? And have you ever met a male matchmaker?
You know, I have met a few male matchmakers, and we have never had a male. Actually, my brother worked with us for a while, but
is it just a woman's thing?
He did more like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, you know, as much the matchmaker. But I just think that. I guess with us, we've just had a lot more luck with women being matchmakers.
Well, I mean, when you think about it all, like, you know, from Fiddler on the Roof, I mean, every matchmaker you ever hear about or see, or whether it's, you know, fictional or not, it's always a woman. I wonder, women just know love, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think women are a little bit more sensitive and, you know, maternal instincts, you know, they're comforting and easy to talk to. I'm not saying that men aren't, but we just think that, I guess, well, we haven't had like a bunch of men like apply either. So
right.
It's mostly women that come to us that you know, are interested in this type of a position. And I think that men and women would be more comfortable with a woman than, I don't know. It's hard.
I get it, though. It really does make sense.
I guess I've never seen a man in action and doing what we do.
Yeah. But there is a difference. I totally get it. It really does make sense in my little head, for sure. You know, it really does. But I also noticed on your website, from the bios of your matchmakers, that a lot of them have come from a background in real estate, which I thought was interesting.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Yeah. My mom was in real estate just before she started this company. And, yeah, I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we have a few of them.
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to figure that out, too. And I think,
I don't know if there's a correlation, but.
Well, you know, I bet you there is. You know, just you're dealing with people, relationships is kind of a non. There's more of a deeper connection that you're when you're buying somebody or looking for a house for somebody. It's very personal, and it takes probably that nurturing and hand holding a bit,
right?
You know, and I probably the same thing. I just thought it was an interesting sort of correlation that
yeah,
people sort of
yeah, quite a few of us have psychology degrees, and mm-hmm. I think that is pretty important in what we do. Is just kind of knowing people and why they do what they do, and
yeah.
you know, really just just the whole psychology mm-hmm. of the person and relationships. And, you know, I think that helps in just being able to talk and communicate with people and listen to people. And so I think that's helped us a lot. And yeah. There's quite a few of our matchmakers that have psychology degrees too.
Yeah. Yeah. And how seasonal is matchmaking? Is it seasonal? Now at Valentine's, did your phone start ringing more in the past few weeks or
you
not
know,
so much?
It's so funny. after New Year's, we just are slammed.
Really?
I think people are like, my New Year's resolution. I don't want to be alone again this year.
Oh, yeah.
So after New Year, I mean, around the holidays, yeah, people are a little bit lonely and they want someone, but then you're also busy because you have family in town, you're going somewhere to visit family, you know, there might be more going on around that time of year, so it gets a little slower around that time of year, and then we get really busy, really, really slammed after the new year, whether it's people we're currently working with or, you know, new potentials, a lot more new potential members are coming to us because they're like, I'm just sick of, you know, being single. I'm not going to be single again this year. So, you know, then they really make an effort to change something.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, they come to us or they're looking into, you know, different ways of meeting new people, that type of thing.
Yeah. And I noticed on your bio that you've traveled to meet people, your clients. Where have you traveled to? That sounds like a perk.
Yeah, yeah. My mom is actually going out to Vegas right now. She's meeting a few, you know, potential members, and then she's meeting a few people that we're already working with. And then she's going out there for, you know, with one of her friends as well, just kind of for fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we kind of travel. I mean, we've gone out to the Mammoth area, Palm Springs area. I mean, and then my mom is going to, you know, we meet people wherever we go. So if we're, she was in.
Great tax write-offs wherever you
Sorry?
Go. That's a great tax write-offs wherever you travel.
Right.
You can make it a business.
Yeah, she was in Costa Rica and she found, you know, somebody that lived in the States and he joined with us. So,
yeah.
You know, just anywhere and everywhere. But a lot of our clients come to us, but then, you know, we'll travel that way as well, especially if we're opening an office in that area or that kind of thing. You know, we need to go out there anyways.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Now, yeah.
Just to wrap it up, we only have a minute or so left. What do you think being a matchmaker has done for you? Have you learned anything about yourself or maybe your own relationships through your job?
Yeah, definitely to, you know, be more open-minded about things. Just, you know, people are a little bit more closed-minded than we work with so many different people and so many different personalities that, you know, not everyone's perfect. And you know, relationships definitely take work. And if it, you know, you have a little bump in the road, it's not the end of the world. You just keep, you know, you keep trying. It's not like a mother-daughter relationship is all cakes and pie. You know, it takes a little work, even a friendship. So
yeah.
A relationship, even more so. So I mean, that's one thing that I've learned, and I am married, and yes, I've seen that in my own relationship.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tammy Pickle. Ms. Pickle is a matchmaker and vice president of Elite Connections based here in Southern California. We really appreciate your time, and it's so much fun to talk to you. Go to eliteconnections.com to find out more about her company. In the next half of the show, we're going to make friends on this fine Valentine's Day. You can never have too many friends, right? Hallie Crawford will be here to talk with us about networking. No worries. We gotcha. Stay right where you are.